Radio 11 WISN with Pat Patterson. Good evening. 6:18 here in the dinner hour of a Saturday night, and hope it's all going well for you. Yeah, it's a little cold, and we'll get the WISN exclusive Weather Service forecast in just a second. Now, starting Monday, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Heidi's Song at the Northtown Cinemas. Along with the tickets, you'll also receive a Heidi's Song movie album soundtrack and a poster. Then, you'll be placed in a grand drawing to win an Intellivision Master Component. In fact, we have three grand prize winners, so listen in Monday for a chance to win from Radio 11 WISN.
Hello, this is Tom Morton. I can't come to work today. I have a toothache.
Tom Morton is lying. He won't admit he has hemorrhoids, but he's about to try Tronolane. Tronolane works better than Preparation H. Clinical testing proves it not only reduces swelling, it relieves pain better, itching better, with a hospital-used medicine Preparation H just doesn't have.
Hi, it's Tom Morton again. I'm coming to work. My toothache is better.
Tronolane in cream or suppositories for temporary relief only as directed.
That does it. Wait in line to buy a gift, to wrap it, now to send it. Christmas shopping, whoa! Well, that does it. Presents bought, wrapped, and on their way, thanks to the JCPenney Christmas catalog.
Just about everything you order from the special 24-page gift collection in our Christmas catalog comes holiday packaged and can be delivered anywhere with just a phone call. The JCPenney Christmas catalog. Convenience like that is a gift in itself.
Got an oldie from the Love and Spoonful, 1965, coming up. First of all, WISN's exclusive Weather Service forecast for tonight. Cloudy, cold, and snow developing, a low near 20. Then for tomorrow, Sunday, snow is likely, high of 32. And before it's over, we may accumulate an inch or two. And then for Sunday night, clearing up, cold, down to 15 to 20 degrees. And then to start off the week on Monday, partly sunny, continued cold, high 34. Mitchell Field at this hour, 26, with a cloud cover overhead, and 29. Downtown at WISN.
Radio 11, WISN.
Radio 11 WISN. Well, what could you do with $1,000 in cold hard cash? Well, Radio 11 WISN is giving away $10,000. Now, we received already hundreds and hundreds of your entries. So, starting on Monday morning, this coming Monday, with Charlie and Shaky, we'll be reading one name per hour on the air from the entries that we've received so far. When you hear your name, you will have 11 minutes to call WISN at 799-1111 to become a finalist in our next $1,000 drawing. Wouldn't that be nice with the holidays coming up, huh? The next drawing is taking place on Tuesday, November the 16th. So if you haven't entered yet, send us a postcard with your name, address, and phone number, as many as you want, too, and send it to WISN Cash, P.O. Box 402, Milwaukee, 53201. We've got $10,000 in cash to give away, and we're Radio 11 WISN.
The Friends of the UWM Golda Meir Library invite your membership. You can enjoy special programs and many special benefits available only to members of the UWM Library Friends, and the cost is as little as $10 a year. For more information, call 963-4785 and join the Friends of the UWM Golda Meir Library. You are most welcome.
Milwaukee Journal columnist Joel McNally is one writer whose opinions usually stir up other opinions.
I think somebody ought to tie him to that sunburst sculpture and throw them both in the lake.
He's funny, but sick.
Somebody's got to put things in perspective.
For Joel McNally's satirical, often irreverent look at the issues facing Milwaukee, along with the news behind these issues, call 224-2222 and get home delivery of the Milwaukee Journal.
He pushes freedom of the press a little too far.
Oh, he does not.
Does too.
Does not.
Does too.
On Radio 11 WISN, just a little better than an hour away from Marquette basketball, 1982-83 style, as Marquette opens up against the Yugoslavian national team at the arena at 7:35. That's the start time. Bob Bach, George Thompson bring you all the action, and only on Radio 11 WISN. Radio 11. 11 WISN, she may be a championship mud wrestler to you, but she's always a woman to me at WISN.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies.
Radio 11 WISN with Pat Patterson. 25 minutes right to the second in front of 7 o'clock. That's 1 hour exactly away from the time we, for the first time in 1982-83, we start ringing out Ahoya as Marquette takes on a tough, tough Yugoslavian national team. It's 1 hour away, 7:35 this evening, so stay tuned to WISN.
Look, I can't play another set of tennis. I have a terrible headache.
Sue Green is lying. She won't admit she has hemorrhoids, but she's about to try Tronelane. Tronelane works better than Preparation H. Clinical testing proves it not only reduces swelling, it relieves pain better, itching better, with a hospital-used medicine Preparation H just doesn't have.
Can I play the next set? My headache is better.
Switch to Tronelane in cream or suppositories for temporary relief only as directed.
Well, there's going to be a lot of hopping going on at the Milwaukee Arena floor. Therefore, let's pull out Danny and the Juniors from 1958 at WISN. Radio 11 WISN, $1 Million Weekend with Pat Patterson, 22 in front of 7. That's the time, of course, of Dan Marcus and the Saturday Night Oldies Show. Somewhat abbreviated, but nonetheless, coming on the air, 7:05 at WISN.
Love.
63, Kenny Rogers, 1979, England Dan and John Ford Coley from the 70s, all straight ahead after we check WISN's exclusive weather service forecast. That's coming up next.
Thanks, Milwaukee, for responding to the greatest sale ever.
Last weekend, Comfort Zone sold hundreds of waterbeds and bedroom furniture at rock-bottom prices.
Now Comfort Zone is giving you one more chance to save up to 50% on top-quality waterbeds, bedroom furniture, sheets, and accessories.
Comfort Zone must clear out all merchandise before the fiscal year ends, so the year-end sale-a-thon continues through this weekend.
This is your last chance and last weekend to save on a year-end clearance sale.
Get a Lafayette waterbed, normally $799, now just $399, plus you receive a motorized camera with flash free.
But that's not all. Comfort Zone is giving away free binoculars, watch pins, calculators, and more with every purchase.
Remember, that's this weekend at all five Comfort Zone waterbed stores. Financing available with up to 24 months to pay.
Visa, MasterCard, and American Express accepted. Don't miss these fantastic prices at Comfort Zone.
And if Comfort Zone can't beat their competitors' prices on comparable merchandise, they'll give you $20 in cold hard cash.
The year-end sale-a-thon continuing through this weekend at all five Comfort Zone waterbed locations.
Radio 11 WISN. Let's check that exclusive weather service forecast for tonight. Cloudy, cold, snow developing, low near 20. And for tomorrow, Sunday, snow likely, high of 32. And before it's all over, we may accumulate an inch or two. Later Sunday night, clearing and cold, 15 to 20 for an overnight low temperature. And then for back to work Monday for 87.5% of you. Partly sunny, continued cold, and a high of 34 degrees. Mitchell Field, 26, 29 downtown at WISN.
Radio 11 WISN.
Why does the sun go on shining?
Decorated my life.
Radio 11 WISN, $1 Million Weekend. Still looking for an update. We had a halftime score that saw Cudahy leading Antigo in the championship of the Division I WIAA football championship out at Camp Randall in Madison. Still looking for an update. At last count, we had a Cudahy 7 and Antigo 3. That was a halftime score. We're looking for an update, and we'll pass that along to you as soon as we get one here at WISN. Radio Radio 11 WISN with Pat Patterson. Looks like a chilly, snowy night in store. We have 26 degrees. Going to bottom out to a low near 20 with snow developing. And we could get up to 2 inches before it's all over with on Sunday. It looks like it's going to snow all day tomorrow, on and off and on and off, with a high of 32. It's 26 at Mitch and 29 here at WISN. 8 minutes in front of 7 o'clock.
Take it from me, Vincent Price. Good taste is very important. That's why, for me, nothing can compare with real butter. I can think of nothing else that has the same creamy, wonderful taste. And butter does so much for breads, sauces, vegetables, all my creations. I'd never settle for less than real butter, because I can taste the difference. Can't you?
Sponsored by American Dairy Association, we'll never claim butter tastes like margarine.
Hello, this is Tom Morton. I can't come to work today. I have a toothache.
Tom Morton is lying. He won't admit he has hemorrhoids, but he's about to try Tronolane. Tronolane works better than Preparation H. Clinical testing proves it not only reduces swelling, it relieves pain better, itching better, with a hospital-used medicine Preparation H just doesn't have.
Hi, it's Tom Morton again. I'm coming to work. My toothache is better.
Tronolane in cream or suppositories for temporary relief only as directed.
Mr. Grocer.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm so confused. How do I know if there's real cheese on this pizza?
Well, you can read the long label or just check for the real seal. See this symbolic drop of milk with the word real in the center? It tells you at a glance you're buying a pizza made with real cheese, not an imitation.
Now you're talking, so I don't have to read the fine print.
That's right. The symbol applies to all real dairy products like cream, milk, butter, and cheese.
The real seal. I'll watch for it.
Sponsored by American Dairy Association of Wisconsin.
State Fair Park this weekend. Colder's Carload Living Room Furniture Sale at the Fairgrounds in Milwaukee this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. $500,000 inventory of living room furniture must be sold. Exceptional values in colonial, traditional, and contemporary styles. Thousands of living room and family room sofas, complete living room groups, love seats, chairs, recliners, lamps, and more. This Saturday and Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Milwaukee, 9 to 5. This is the time to buy your new living room furniture for the holidays. Living room furniture priced to beat all competition. Living room family room sofas priced from $98 and more. Love seats at $79. Chairs, $88 and more. This event is for thrifty buyers, and it's all happening at the Fairgrounds in Milwaukee this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. Bring your truck, van, or trailer. Use your Visa or MasterCard. For your holiday furniture purchase, come to Golders at the Fairgrounds in Milwaukee this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. Golders Furniture, State Fair Park, this weekend.
On Radio 11 WISN, well, we got an update on the WIAA Football Championship Division 1 game that's being played. The Cudahy Packers against Antigo, and Antigo has regained the lead. Score now reads Antigo 9 and Cudahy 7. Let's do it in the fourth quarter, gang, huh? From WISN, Jerry the Pacemakers from 64.
Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
Radio 11 WISN with Pat Patterson. That'll do it for me. Be back on the overnights Monday through Friday, 2 to 5:30 in the morning. Coming up, action-packed, fun-filled, potpourri-style Saturday Night Oldies show. And Marquette basketball on the way, 7:35. Have a good one, Milwaukee, from WISN.
My baby makes me proud.
This is WISN Milwaukee. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Larry Kitroff, WISN News. 26 degrees in Milwaukee, heading for a chilly low tonight of 20. Here's what's happening.
I said, where does it all end? And John says, only when you die. And it's really true. We all have to fight on until our last breath in order to pay the dues that our brothers and sisters who died in Vietnam paid.
Only about 30 people gathered at Milwaukee's War Memorial Center today to honor the dead or missing from the Vietnam War. Local Veteran Administrator Officer Jerry Moore remembers Vietnam all too well.
There were 38 men that I served with who never returned. 38 men, you know, that I served with, you know, as a filler, soldier and 38 men who I wrote letters for to their family, and many of them I visited.
This afternoon, veterans wishing to join a class action Agent Orange lawsuit signed up at the Moore Memorial Center as a national ceremony continued in the nation's capital. The search for John Fritz continues. He's the man wanted in connection with Tuesday's shooting deaths of his wife Paulette and Erhard Zuberkin in Washington County. Fritz's car was found last night by Milwaukee police in the McKinley Arena parking lot. The Washington County Sheriff's Department searched the auto. They say they've turned up nothing that might help them in their search for the man. Minority women in the workplace need to know how to budget their time. But that's not all, according to Adrian Davis, organizer of a Minority Women's Economic Conference in Milwaukee today.
Time management, networking, how to start a small business, financial planning and money management, office politics, personal selling and closing techniques.
Over 100 women participated in the day-long conference. An 18-year-old man was about to jump into Lake Michigan today, bound in chains and handcuffs, but held back after being warned that he could be arrested on a numerous of charges, including disorderly conduct. Tom Solomon of Wauwatosa says he's been training for the Houdini-like escape for 4 years now, and it's nothing new to him.
Underwater, I've been done it about 30, 40 times. I've done it in swimming pools and that, and I've decided to jump into Lake Michigan. I've never done that before.
Why Lake Michigan?
I don't know, I guess because it's there, you know.
Solomon plans to appear in the city attorney's office on Monday to get the proper authorization to perform the escape, which he says will be next Saturday. This is WISN News at 7:02. Here's meteorologist Neil Castor now with the exclusive WISN Weather Service forecast.
A weak storm system approaching from the Central Plains states has prompted a traveler's advisory for southwestern Wisconsin for tonight. For the Milwaukee area, cloudy and cold with some light snow developing. Low overnight, about 20 degrees, a southeast wind 8 to 18 miles per hour by late tonight. Periods of snow likely tomorrow across the area, probably an inch or two of accumulation, high at 32. Winds becoming north-northwesterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clearing and cold tomorrow night, lows 15 to 20. Monday to start off a new week, partly sunny, continued rather cold, high at 34. Degrees. This is meteorologist Neil Castor with the exclusive WISN Weather Service forecast.
Currently under cloudy skies, the dew point is 16, humidity 66%, winds coming from the south at 7 miles per hour, barometric pressure is falling at 30.29. Mitchell Field reports 26 degrees here at Radio 11. We have 31. The time is 7:03. I'm Larry Pitroff, WISN News.